The plant owned by Xcel Energy was shut down for repairs when radioactive iodine in the form of a gas got into a containment building near steam generators. About 100 workers breathed in the gas. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says nuclear plant workers occasionally receive low levels of contamination. But Commission spokesperson Jan Strasma says the number of people affected at Prairie Island was unusually high. He says his agency is broadening a previously scheduled inspection.
What we are looking at is what could have been done to prevent it, what steps should have been taken prior to the area in the steam generator being ventilated that caused the release to take place.
However, Strasma says the radiation did not get into the environment. He also says none of the workers was harmed. The most radiation anyone received was comparable to an X-ray. That's only a small fraction of the NRC's limit for annual worker exposure. Bonnie Erfer of the anti-nuclear group NukeWatch says she's still concerned that the gas got into the workers' bodies.
If they're cleaned on the outside by the NRC, there's nothing that the company Xcel Energy could do to clean the lungs of these workers.
This is the second time in a few weeks that the NRC is taking a closer look at a local nuclear power plant mishap. Recently, the agency investigated an unplanned shutdown at the Kewaunee plant along Lake Michigan. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.